please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gunzo G just making a video about men versus women. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, today I found all this shenanigan about women. Yes, aren't you tired that women are riding your backs and all they do is fuck you up? Yes, we need to start swimming, not sinking. Yes, we need to start jettisoning these fucking dead weight. Don't you agree? Yes, there's a lot of things out there that are way better. We got waifus, they're making lover robots, so yes, it's in the works. So sorry women, your days are numbered. Too bad, so sad, better luck next time. Next! Yes, friends, women do some dumbass shit, but what do men do? We do cool stuff. Look at this. Remember that TFM was talking about that when men make money, they win the lottery, that we form families, and when women fucking get money, they fucking destroy families? Yes, it's fucking crazy, but true. Enjoy. Yes, friends, this is from the Journal of Human Resources, right? How fortunate. It says, the effects of wealth on marriage and fertility. Wow, huh? And it's been published on May 12th of 2026, so it's pretty new. Yay! It says right here, we estimate the effects of large positive wealth shocks on marriage and fertility among Swedish lottery players, remember? Yeah. It says, for male winners, wealth increases marriage formation and fertility and likely reduces divorce risk. Yes, when you have fucking money, it is a great fucking armor. Yeah, think of it like being Iron Man, and every little dollar that you're wearing is fucking Iron Man suit, so you could do all kinds of shit. Yeah, you go proton beam, proton cannon. Yeah, these fuckers will suck your dick. Only if you have money. If you don't, then you're the one that gets fucked, so too bad, so sad, better luck next time. And what do the Z bitches do? Well, let's find out. It says, for female winners, the only clear effect is a higher short run. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. But not a long run. Divorce risk! Shocker! Yes, a bitch is gonna leave you when she gets money because now she could get fucking Chad and Tyrone to run trains on her again. Yeah, she gets to relive her fucking 20s again at your expense. Or maybe the lottery winner thing, whatever. Yeah, awesome sauce. The gendered treatment effects are often similar to income gradients. Okay. Our findings align with models in which wives derive greater marginal utility from consumption when single than when married, whereas the opposite holds for husbands, but only if marital property is divided unequally upon divorce. Yes, when women get money, they'll dump your ass and get fucked by all these dudes. When a guy gets money, they form families and make them stronger. So yes, this is what would happen. But what the fuck, right? It's so fucking stupid. But yeah, when women leave you with all the cash and prizes just right there, fucking twisting in the wind, because women think you're a fucking loser and everything belongs to them. Yeah, just because you fuck them, they think that they deserve everything. Yeah, ain't that funny? They think their pussy does all this fucking magic shit? Fucking wizards, huh? That's why their pussy looks like a wizard's sleeve. Whatever. Yes, friends, that was fucking cool. Do you want to see what happens when men fucking level up? Yes, I have a clip of that dude named Kilvacular. Yes, that guy did all kinds of shit. Yeah, do you know he hit himself in the face with a fucking hammer? Because I guess he looked like shit, so he started doing that. The shit you do, right? Yeah, here's this guy with this fucking bitch. Yeah. Yeah, it must be nice too. Yeah, just do fucking drugs, meth, and start hitting your face with a fucking hammer, and you could be like this dude. Yes, you have to become a slave to your biology to do this shit. Huh, maybe I should go on kick too, so I could do stupid shit like that. Well, let's play the clip.
Oh no.
No.
Suplex,
no.
Suplex.
No, my sunglasses
stopped. Of course her pussy's starting to get wet because they're gonna toss her ass out there like garbage. Whatever, let's continue. Yeah, do you know what's funny? This dude did all this fucking bullshit just to get mediocre women. Yeah, look how skinny this bitch is. Look at her fucking legs. She looks like olive oil. Yeah, that's a cool position he has her, but other than that, she's not really that good. Well, would you fuck her? Yeah, I would fuck her, you know, because pussy's pussy and she's not fat, but I think that I would tear her up. I do have a kind of a big dick, so yeah, I'll fucking spread her open. Anyways, let's continue.
No, not
kids, don't look.
No.
Question, is Covecler a bisexual or something? You better say, why are you seeing that, Gonzo? Because he's hanging with this fucking faggot. What the fuck is that shit? You don't like seeing fucking girls' legs spread open or something? Or what? You don't fucking want to see her fucking pussy? What's wrong with you? Are you fucking faggot? Nah, who cares, you know? You do whatever you want to do. If you like dick, then you be the best faggot that you can be. Enjoy. Not your head, huh? Okay, how about if you give some head, you dumb bitch? This is what you wanted to do, hang out with this fucking guy? Yeah, you're fucking stupid. What do you think you're doing? This guy's fucking doing his live stream, so... yeah, he's gonna fucking monetize that shit, so... enjoy!
No!
Where's Dunkin' and Oreo?
I fucking hate people, man. People are so fucking retarded. They do some dumbass shit, but that's the world that we live in. What can you do? I got ideas. Yes, very fucking good ideas, but I can't do that. Not yet anyways. Yes, friends. But don't worry, there's fucking more retardation. You wanna see how fucking stupid women are? Look at this bitch. She is fucking homeless, and she's in a bad-looking girl. But why is she homeless, you wonder, huh? Well, let's play this clip and you will find out. Yay!
Last time she ran from me, this time she ran to me. Tell me you're homeless.
Because I don't have mental issues.
Yeah, why is she homeless? Yeah, she's fucking batshit crazy. I would think so. Yeah, why is she fucking in the streets? Because she's not a bad looking girl. Bitch. All she has to do is spread her legs open and a guy will fucking come inside of her and then she will come inside his home, right? Yes. But no, this bitch is fucking crazy. Yes, I have a story. Because at work, I deal with people and, you know, public shit. I fucking dealt with this one chick. She was old and ancient and she was homeless and this dude was paying for her shit. Yeah, and then she called me later because, you know, I have to do stuff. And yeah, she wanted to move in with me, and she was telling me she has a tight pussy and all this other shit. But she looked like she was in her fucking 60s. Yes, I'm old too, but I look like a fucking young. Yes, I think I'm a dark lich. I have illusion magic. So an old ancient lich like me could look like a young ass fucking dude. Yeah. Yes. Devious, huh? Well, it is what it is. Women do some devious bullshit, so fight fire with fire. Anyways, let's continue.
Excuse me, thank you very much. Clarifying that is blasphemy as fuck.
Okay, so listen. Tell me a story about when you became homeless.
When the security tried
yes, friends,
to make
hopefully
you
guys have
cool.
popcorn or something to enjoy your fucking time here with me, because this bitch is gonna tell her fucking sob story of her and her fucking psychotic bullshit. Yes, women are so fucking stupid. They're their worst enemies. And when shit gets fucking fucked up, then they want you to clean up their mess. I say fuck you.
Well, I became homeless like when I was 18. Mm-hmm. Because I had like court shit, you know.
What the fuck? You had some court shit? What do you mean court shit? You had some legal woes? Yes, that does suck when you have to fucking deal with fucking legal bullshit. Yes, well, that's what happens when you fuck around, you find out, right? Was it against you, or were you fighting someone else? I don't know. I guess we're gonna find out. She said it's some evil shit, but I think the evil shit is in her brain. Yes, too bad you can't lobotomize women, right? Yes, so you remove their emotions, I bet they'll be a little bit nicer. A little bit, but whatever. Let's continue.
And, they gave me a no-contact order with people I stayed with.
So, you got a no-contact order with the people that you stayed with. You mean you got a restraining order by your parents because you were being fucking an awful fucking piece of shit? So they kicked you out? what a stupid bitch. You turned 18. So what? You were fucking some niggers and then they caught you in the throes of passion, as it were? And then they said, what the fuck are you doing? And then you got belligerent or whatever. And then you start attacking your parents. So that's when they give you the boot. Yes. That's what you get for being a dirty fucking whore. Now you're living in the streets. Yeah, and now you're talking to another nigger. I'm assuming because his voice sounds like a nigger. Am I right or am I wrong? I don't know. Who cares, right? Let's continue. Right.
So I had nowhere to stay, and then I jumped out of the car over here because I was in a car with a bitch, and I was in the back seat.
What the fuck? What kind of shit are you doing? You fucking inside of some back seat of a fucking some chick's car? What the fuck? What is wrong with this fucking bitch? I'm telling you, she's batshit crazy. But hell, aren't all women fucking crazy? Yes, it's just degrees of fucking insanity. Yes, you stick your dick in crazy and you get crazy bullshit. Yes, fun times indeed. Hey, Pikachu here is fucking feisty. Yeah, who of you can fucking tame this fucking bitch? Yeah, she's young and feisty, full of energy and spunk. So yeah, this bitch will be a good fucking mate. Yeah, the only thing is you gotta fucking beat her into submission. Yes. Now you see why women don't deserve any fucking rights? They do stupid shit like this. And she has nothing to do. Now she's living in the streets. Yes. I'm sure she could find my fucking dude. But then after a while of fucking dealing with this fucking bullshit, they give her the boot. Yes. I'm sure you think you have magic pussy. But it's not that magic, is it? That's why you're in the streets. Enjoy.
You got boots on your face?
Yes.
For real?
It was tiny, bro.
Gee, if you haven't noticed, this bitch speaks ghetto. Yeah, the way that she speaks, very, very fucking low class fucking ghetto. To me, I think she's a fucking wigger. Do you know what a wigger is? It's a white person acting like a fucking black person. Disgusting. Why the hell are you doing that shit? You're white. Why the hell do you want to be black? You want to get blackened, you dumb bitch? Maybe that was your problem and that's why you're not living in your fucking parents' house, you fucking dirty degenerate whore. Now live in the gutter, you bitch. That's where you belong. Gee, maybe you should have let that fucking dyke fuck you. Yeah, she gave up some of that pussy. All she would have done is put on a strap on and pegged you or... Yeah, can you peg a woman? Well, that'd be anal sex, wouldn't it? So, yeah, I guess you can. Yeah, if we just let this bitch fuck you, you would have had a place to stay. Instead of fucking running around in the fucking streets like a dumb fucking bitch. But you'd rather be a dumb fucking whore in the streets than fucking be someone's fucking woman. Yeah, you could have been with a fucking lesbian. They would have treated you a little bit better. Maybe. Who knows? But then I guess you couldn't do your domestic violence shit. And then you both would have fucking got down and that would have been fun, right? You both would have been fucking myrtleized. Yeah, whatever, right? Fucking trash taking out trash in my opinion. But whatever. Let's continue.
Yeah, like I was just talking. And she was talking shit to me.
Well, so, how they made you leave, though? Why they made you leave?
What?
Why they made you leave?
Why they made me leave what?
You said they made you leave, gave you a restraining order, right?
Well, I guess this is the crux of the matter, right? The meat and potatoes, as it were. Yes, let's find out all this fucking bullshit. Why did you get a restraining order on you, you dumb bitch? Yes, I bet you are batshit crazy. You're a fucking Looney Tunes. Yes, let's see what kind of fucking new fucking classification of delusion this bitch has, right? Let's continue.
Yeah.
No contact?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Battery.
What you did... She got off on you and you handed up?
Ooh, I like your energy. The only thing is, if you could harness this energy for a benefit instead of fucking doing crazy shit. Yeah, imagine she could use this shit fucking and, you know, work with you. Imagine having someone as crazy as this fucking doing shit. Yeah, the nights will be fucking awesome and all kinds of shit. But no, she's gonna be fucking crazy and try to stab you or cut your dick off or some shit. Yeah, she's small. Lorena Bobbitt was a small little bitch too, and yeah, what happened to John Wayne Bobbitt? Yes, his pee-pee went bye-bye, and now he got the Franken penis. I don't know, was he a precursor of the fucking,
sir,
the fucking pre-op, the fucking tranny fucking dick cutting shit and reattachment?
Yeah,
I don't know, whatever. He did make a porno, if you want to see his dick, you can watch that. Enjoy.
Let me see nothing. You got something going? Okay.
Yes, friends. Do you see the difference between men and women? Who you think is better? Yes, men or women? Men, when they come with money, they build families. And when women get money, they destroy families. Yeah, it's just like that one chick. She got her ass kicked out of her house because she was fighting her parents and fighting everybody. Yes, instead of being that one, she's become passive and dainty like a woman's supposed to be. Women's supposed to be seen, not heard. Yeah, the only time I'm supposed to hear you is when you're moaning when I'm fucking you. But no, you'd rather be doing stupid shit. And what can we do? Well, all you could do is just hold out and just hold the line. Yes, because if you start fucking these bitches, they think they could do whatever they want. Yes, and right now the world is collapsing. Yes, this is the Fermi paradox. It's being fucking discovered, huh? Yay! People think that we're not fucking animals. No, that we're fucking supposed to be enlightened creatures. Are we enlightened? Look at the shit that we're doing now. We have all these fucking creatures telling us what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Yes, look at Trump, the bullshit that he's fucking doing. And what the fuck? Fuck that guy, because he's sucking Jewish dick. The world is shit. Oh, it's gonna get worse. Yes, fucking stupid. But don't worry, it's gonna get better. It will, friends. Just gotta hold out. Yes, don't die. And we're gonna win. And then we're gonna be building some awesome fucking futures. Yes, hopefully we do become a galactic empire. All we gotta do is take some people's rights away and smash some heads. And then we get to smash some pussy. Yay! But just be strong, friends. Telling you, it's gonna be great. Just survive. And I'll talk to you later. I got shit to do too. So, goodbye.
Donnie, you absolute idiot! Look what you did!
Wrong. It was a great move. A tremendous move. The best move ever. Believe me!
Donnie the pedo, BB the thief. Two little clowns bringing global grief. BB breaks the window, Donnie breaks the door. Pat and Matt are running the global war.
You're doing it wrong, Donnie.
Listen, Donnie, your pockets are dry, the budget is flat. Blockade the Red Sea, make the fuel prices go splat. I need another billion for my missile and tank. Go tell the taxpayers to empty their bank. Hold on, baby, I have a massive, beautiful brain. I'll fix the pump prices, I'll stop the economic rain. I went to Beijing, told them, give me the oil, okay? But they laughed in my face, threw my deal away. Oh, come on, they were so mean to me, so mean. Now gas is $5. Isn't that a beautiful price? No, you total pig, Donnie.
$5, that's for our own guys.
Iran is paying pennies while our whole empire dies. You're supposed to rob them, not the citizens on our street. You just ruined the beat, you double brain piece of meat.
Donnie the pedo, BB the thief. Ooh. Two little clowns bringing global grief. Ooh. Baby breaks the window, Donnie breaks the door. Ooh. Pat and Matt are running the global war.
Relax, criminal BB. I'm a stable genius, no doubt. I called up Maduro, tried to sort this thing out. I tried to arrest him with a plastic handcuff in the lobby, but he stole my Big Mac and laughed at my hobby.
Oh my god, Donnie, you are a walking disaster zone. I told you to follow the Apex script on your phone. I'm safing for $1 billion completely down the drain, and you're still losing to a Houthi crane.
That supply chain is ghosted, the dollar is sick. Fix it right now, do a magical trick.
I'll print more money, $1 trillion bills with my face.
Okay, look at the headlines. The world is wide awake. They see the empty tables and the cash that we take. The ambulances stop. The medicine's long gone. They're calling us monsters from dusk until dawn. Who cares about medicine? Look at my hair, it's grand. I'm the finest orange boy in all of the land. Let's blame it on Biden or Kamala's silly laugh while we run to Florida and seal the other half. Florida lords won't save your Epstein crew. The tank is totally empty, and the joke is on you. Donnie, which wire do I cut? The red or the blue? Cut the orange one, it matches my shoe. There is no orange wire, you pedo clown! Then just slam the big red button, let's shut it down!
Donnie the pedo, BB the thief. Two little clowns bringing global grief. BB breaks the window, Donnie breaks the door. Pat and Matt are running the global war. Donnie the pedo,
Donnie the pedo.
Two little clowns bringing global grief.
BB breaks the window, Donnie breaks the door.
That didn't go as planned. But honestly, beautiful explosion. Well,
that didn't go as planned.